One of Lansing's top bands in recent years has been Steppin' in It, and for a long time they've played a weekly gig at the Green Door. Now fans are following the exploits of singer Joshua Davis. Current state Scott Pohl is here with more on his recent national television exposure. He's on NBC's The Voice, right?
That's right, Mark. The Voice has become a popular TV talent competition, giving American Idol a run for its money.
Yeah.
The show features music stars like Blake Shelton and Adam Levine judging and coaching the singers. Joshua Davis is one of about 20 singers left at this point in the season. Davis has moved from Lansing to Traverse City, but his local fans have remained loyal. And as you might imagine, he says he never thought he'd wind up on national television while playing all those gigs at the Green Door.
No, absolutely not. You know, I grew up in the folk realm. It's the kind of music I play is real rootsy, and usually that I don't think that's the kind of stuff that's highlighted on national television. So it's been exciting, that's for sure.
Tell me about your decision to move to Traverse City. Why did you move?
That's a good question. You know, we've been talking about it for a long time. We'd been in Lansing for a long time. My wife and I met at Michigan State University, and I had been living there for 15 or so years. And we'd been coming up here quite a bit. I come up to play. We came up to you know, vacation. And there's a lot of young families up here, and it's a pretty progressive community, and we were kind of drawn to it, and we wanted to try it out. My wife was in between jobs, and so we just kind of popped up here, and it's been good. We both miss Lansing a lot, and it's not just the Indian cuisine; it's also the people.
Are there opportunities to play in northern Michigan?
You know, I do up here. Yeah, there are. There's actually a lot of really really nice venues, and there's also I do a lot of work in schools and with different organizations, a lot of grant-funded work, a lot of kind of songwriting and recording workshops with kids, projects, anti-bullying campaign kind of stuff. So I work with several organizations up here, and that's been really, really rewarding work. And so it's been another reason why we're up here.
What's the status of Steppin' in It?
We just played a really fun, sold-out show this past weekend up here in Elk Rapids. So we're still playing, just not as often. We're all kind of doing different things, and Steppin' in It has become a band that we all love dearly, and it's something that we play the shows that we really want to play with it. It's a lot of fun when we play together. It's really meaningful, and we try to keep it that way. So it's less shows, but more better shows with that band, you know.
At this point, do you know if you have any upcoming gigs in Lansing this year?
I don't have anything in the books in Lansing right now. But I have to get back to the folks at the 10-Pound Fiddle, so hopefully I'll be back there because I love the 10-Pound Fiddle.
We're talking with Joshua Davis, the veteran frontman of the Lansing band Steppin' in It. He's been competing this season on NBC's The Voice. And Joshua, I wanted to ask you about why The Voice from out of all of the TV talent competitions. How did you wind up on The Voice?
You know, they called me. They had seen some videos of mine online, and they liked what they saw, and they gave me a call and asked me to come out to LA and audition for the show. So I had never seen the show before. And we pulled up some episodes online and watched it, and I was impressed by the kind of supportive and positive nature of the show. You know, I've got a 9-year-old daughter, and I felt comfortable with her getting into it, and that was kind of like a marker as to what kind of show it was, because we're real selective about what she watches. And so I really like the way that it seems like a lot of reality television, they are, you know, trying to embarrass people or talk down to people, or it's all about the drama of it. I think this show is much more about the performances and about the musicality of the whole thing.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the judges on the show and how much work you're actually doing with them, how much you're getting to know them. Tell me about the judges.
Yeah, you know, we... I think as the show has gone on, we get to interact with the coaches more. And you know, so I had some time with Blake, worked with him and Megan Trainor on Knocking on Heaven's Door when we did the battle rounds with Brian Johnson, and that was a lot of fun. Not a lot of time, but it's some time. It's a couple different sessions, and then with Adam. Adam's been really great, and I've had more of a chance to hang out with him. We've done the film stuff that, you know, but after this last filming, you know, he kind of like hung around for a while afterward, and we just, you know, talked for a while, and it was very off camera and very laid back. So it's been good, you know, and, you know, I've learned from them, and I've especially learned from the other contestants. There's so much talent, and it's such a diverse group of people that that I've learned a lot from everybody on the show.
You brought up singing Knocking on Heaven's Door, and it wasn't the first time you used a Bob Dylan song on the show. I find that interesting because it's known as kind of a pop music show.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore.
What kind of reactions have you gotten for using Bob Dylan songs on The Voice?
They've used Bob Dylan songs before, but I don't think ever two in a row from a contestant. The interesting thing about the show is that they don't, you know, they focus on whose version of the song you're doing, and they kind of label it as that. So, you know, in their eyes, you know, I was doing a band song because that's the band that first recorded I Shall Be Released.
I've seen my light come shining from the west down to the east. Oh, any day now, I shall be released.
They have got an idea from watching my videos and from kind of finding out more about who I am. I mean, they do their research, you know, and they understand that I'm a roots, you know, roots-based artist, and so they're trying to work me into their framework in that way. And so it's been good. You know, I love those songs. It was great to have a chance to sing them. I'm up for more, you know, up for stepping out of the box a little bit, but, you know, I also am... You know, I'm just thankful to be out there, and so it's been good.
Are you starting to hear from music industry types, other musicians, producers, executives, agents, because of this exposure?
Yeah, I have been contacted by a lot of different people. There's been an incredible outpouring of interest and support. I've been kind of just putting everybody on hold until this whole riot is done. But I've been really thankful for the support from the Michigan music community, because it's been amazing. And I have been contacted by people, you know, from outside our music scene, or people that wouldn't have contacted me otherwise. There's definitely been some interest. So we'll see where that leads. I've always been somebody that, I mean, I've worked with a manager before, I've worked with a booking agency, but for a long time I've been doing it independently, and it's been very grassroots, so we'll just have to see where that goes.
Michigan-based singer Joshua Davis is competing on The Voice this season, and I wanted to ask you about whether being on The Voice has involved a crazy travel schedule for you.
Absolutely. You know, I got to spend a lot of the winter in L.A., which was not terrible. It was beautiful out there, and there's been a lot of back and forth. It's been a lot of back and forth between L.A. and Traverse City. So I fly out of the tiny little Traverse City airport, which is fun. and my family gets to come out there often, which is really nice, because that's the hardest thing about this is I've got a 9-year-old and I've got a 3-month-old now, and I've never thought that I would be away as much as I am right now, and it's been really tough. So the show has been wonderful about bringing them out there really often, and so that's helped a lot.
Are you picking up new followers on Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah, there's just been an explosion of that. I've never really been a social media guy, just because when I started out, the social media wasn't a thing, and it's become, you know, this huge promotion machine. My, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that has just shot through the roof. You know, it's gone crazy. And so I'm learning how to use it as a tool and to connect with people on social media.
Do you think that someday, when all of this is behind you, do you have a sense yet for what this will have meant to your career to have been on The Voice?
That's a really good question. You know, I think that there's, I do have a sense for it so far, although I think there's a lot that I have yet to, there's a lot of things that are coming through right now that I can't even grab hold of. It's like, it's everything's happening so fast that it's hard to really even realize all the things that are happening because they're all happening at the same time. I'm buried under all these emails but you know, the things that I'm taking away from it right now are, number one, I'm learning a lot. I'm meeting wonderful people. You know, I was always a guy that saw his voice as a utility, and because I'm a songwriter first, guitar player second, and I thought of myself as a vocalist third. And the show has taught me to look at my voice like an instrument and to work at it like that. And it's been incredible. I've seen a huge difference in my singing from the beginning of the show until now. And that's going to stick with me for the rest of my career. And I think it's really going to help out. The other thing is just exposure. Being on national television, you know, I was playing up in the Keweenaw a couple weekends ago, and I, you know, just played this, you know, almost sold out show at this theater where before I was playing and 100 people came. And so I was joking, like, you know, thanks for supporting my 15 years of touring and 5 minutes of national television, because there's people that have been there for the whole time. There's people that caught on because of The Voice. And I'm grateful for both sides of that. You know, I think that it's been a wonderful way to get my music to more people.
Joshua Davis, your Michigan fans are rooting for you on The Voice. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us today, and good luck.
Thanks so much for having me.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.